And it's our good friend Sheriff Pat Melton, Franklin County Sheriff. We've gotten, it feels like closer and closer to something big here, Sheriff. And now, next week, a very, very big announcement coming, right?
Yeah, we're working. You know, detectives have been working a long time on both these cases and have done just an absolutely fantastic job. And things have come together. We were planning on having a press conference tomorrow at 1:30. We had a major development today in the cases. We've had to postpone it till next Tuesday at 1:30, which I hope, Tom, you're planning on coming down for the Burbs Block.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be there. That'll be next Tuesday, April 21st, the big announcement.
You know, the guys have done just a fantastic job. I'm very, very proud of my the sheriff's detectives and the deputies that have worked on this case. I've had three detectives assigned to this for a month. And pretty much worked just this case. The presentation we'll have next week and the announcement will be huge, especially in the bourbon circles. But just overall, you know, as far as I know, this is one of the biggest bourbon thefts in the world. And we're looking forward to presenting our case to the Franklin County Grand Jury next Tuesday.
How does that work? Just to walk us through that.
Well, we'll present our case. We'll present our case, the work that the detectives have done. We'll present one detective. We'll present that case to a jury of peers of the Franklin County Grand Jury, and that's a secret process. Once we present that case, we would anticipate several indictments being handed down and arrest warrants for those involved in these cases.
So, and one of those individuals that we know is Kurt Singer. Is he related to what possibly is a new?
He's been arrested, but not. He's not been indicted yet, which, you know, being arrested, everything is handled down in district court. We have a two-court system. We got a district court for misdemeanors and violations, and then we have circuit court for felonies. You know, so right now, everything based on the arrest from a month ago, he has a preliminary hearing Tuesday the 21st. That's all in district court. Once we present that, and if the grand jury sees that there's enough for an indictment, then everything goes upstairs to circuit court, and that's where it goes next. We feel very, very, very strong about our case. You know, I've mentioned to you several times that, you know, I'm very optimistic about the Pappy case. I've been very optimistic the whole time. This Wild Turkey case, you know, quite frankly, both of the distilleries have been very, very good to work with and have helped us a tremendous amount.
And while we can't say specifically what next week's announcement is referring to, I noticed that you did mention two bourbon cases, right?
We've been working a couple of them, one for almost 2 years, a year and a half, and another one for about 4 weeks. And I think everybody will be very, very pleased with the outcome of our investigation and the work that the men and women of the Franklin County Sheriff's Office have done.
But can you tell us how many individuals may be named in this as suspects or indicted?
I can't. There's several. There's several that are involved.
More than a couple. Than just a couple then. Okay.
Yes.
With regard to this stolen bourbon and these bourbon cases, can you tell us if you've actually located the bourbon or some of it?
You'll have to wait and see that next Tuesday when
all
you
come. All right. We'll wait and see. Now we're just excited to hear.
You're going to have to wait and see, but I think you'll be very, very pleased, as well as your listeners and readers, to what's been done. Tom, keep in mind, this case is multifaceted. You've got a bourbon side and you've got a steroid side. It's a huge.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. I can't stress it enough. It's a huge case. You know, it's been the team we've had working on this has just been super with all our partners as well. I mean, it's just been super.
Look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And again, congratulations.
Tom, thanks so much. And thanks to the listeners and reading of Bourbon Blog. We appreciate your help and support and the tips that have come in. And we're looking forward to next Tuesday to our announcement.